Here's Dr. Gene Gatz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
One of the greatest responsibilities and opportunities we have as parents is to teach our children the Bible. God made this clear to the children of Israel when he delivered them from Egyptian bondage and revealed his commandments at Mount Sinai. Just prior to their entrance into the Promised Land, Moses reiterated God's commands. He wrote, "These words that I'm giving you today are to be in your heart. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Bind them as a sign on your hand, and let them be a symbol on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your city gates." In other words, they were to use the normal, spontaneous opportunities to both model and teach God's Word. Unfortunately, many in Israel failed to obey these instructions, which led their children to worship idols. And consequently, the author of Psalm 78 charged the present generation to do what the previous generation failed to do.
"My people, hear my instruction. Listen to the words from my mouth. I will declare wise sayings. I will speak mysteries from the past, things we have heard and known, and that our fathers have passed down to us. We will not hide them from their children, but will tell a future generation the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, his might, and the wondrous works he has performed."
This great truth is also reiterated in the New Testament. So let's remember this principle to live by. As parents, we're to teach our children God's eternal word, and as pastors, we should make sure our churches support this teaching learning process.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible. Go to BiblePrinciples.org.